So tonight is the presidential debate in Cleveland. We'll get to that in a moment. But Steve, before we went to break, you wanted to tell us about a story you had with your grandson.
Okay. I'm in a little trouble with my daughter.
Okay.
What happened?
What did you do? You did something.
Well, you know, I had my grandson in the car with me. Uh-huh. And we took a ride. I had both my oldest grandsons, Noah and BJ, in the car. Uh-huh. And I had them in the back in car seats. Mm-hmm. And I'm driving, and...
What you driving? Let's paint this picture now. What you driving?
Oh, just driving a truck. I got a truck.
Oh, a truck.
I got a truck. And so I'm driving the truck, and I got them in the back seat. And I was trying to turn this corner.
Yeah.
And a dude kind of cut me off. Uh-oh. So I said something.
What did you say?
I'll tell you that in a second.
Okay.
So I send them home. And Carly has BJ in the back seat.
Yeah.
And so she told me, she said, "Dad, I know he got this from you." And so she's pulling into this parking spot. And this man cuts her off. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Wow, how could you do that?" BJ, in his car seat, leans up over the back and said, "Don't get your ass whooped."
Repeating, I love it.
That boy got all your DNA. running through your whole
DeFolio. Leads up in his car seat, put his hand up in the window, and looked back and said, "Don't get your ass whooped."
Wow.
Ooh, that is Steve Harvey's grandchild.
Yeah. Carly told me that.
Fall.
Now, let me tell you something. I was so proud of him. Cut your mama off like that, man.
So is that what you told the guy who cut you off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it because I knew I had to tell you that.
Uh-huh.
He swung around now. I said, "All right, man. All right. Don't get your ass whooped." I ain't think nothing of
it. BJ back there taking notes.
He said, "Oh, okay, cool."
That's what we say.
Okay.
A 4-year-old baby with road rage.
In the car seat, though.
Yes. Steve, that is crazy.
Let me get out this chair.
All right, we hope Joe Biden has some of that fire tonight and during these debates in Cleveland, okay?
And quote BJ.
Yes, BJ, yes.
Don't get your ass whooped. And sat back down. She said, "Just as comfortable." Like, "Yeah, I got that, mama."
He owned it. He owned that moment, yeah. So anyway, if we have any pointers to Joe Biden, that's one of them. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, the president's business empire is not as successful as he claimed. We'll tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.